However, you know, sometimes you're in a song, you're mamish in a song. It's hard to leave that niggun we just sang. You can't sing your whole life. I mean, you can sing your whole life if you understand Kisvulias Ashira Azos. If you understand that all of life is all one big song. We dive in the highest level of Tefillah, which is Gematria 515, as we spoke about before. The same Gematria as Shira. Shira is 515. The biggest Tefillah is when we're singing Takarish Baruch Hu. We see the Torah refers to the whole Torah as Shira Azos, as a song. And then it's because when you're singing, you're not just singing with your lips, you're singing with your heart. There's an emotional connection. Now, our whole life should be one big shira, where we're emotionally there. When we're davening, we're emotionally there. And when we're learning, we're emotionally there. And in our relationships with our friends, our relationship with our parents, our relationships with our spouses one day, b'shatayva m'flachas, by everybody. Our relationship with our children, b'shatayva. We have to be emotionally there. It's one of the biggest klolos of the iPhone, of the smartphone, of whatever phone you have, where relationships are being built in this door, in this generation, through communication, void of emotion. You can't have emotion. You can't be in an emotional conversation by texting, by WhatsApping, by Instagramming, by picturing, Snapchatting. There's no emotion. It's void of all emotion. The only emotion is Leitzanis. That's the only emotion. But it's so important. Most in this room are either dating or will be dating soon. Make it a klal that type of relationship is not anything that should be a part of a relationship with your... with whoever you're dating, and Bez Hashem with your wife and with your children. It can be used once in a while for a question, for an answer, something very quick, but never a conversation. And that should be at emes in all of our relationships. Nobody has a deep relationship with anyone through that type of relationship. Because that can't be a shira, that can't be a song. So we've been singing, hopefully this Torah could be a shira. This Torah could be a song. So we said before, there's a godless to Shana Rabbah, the ultimate, finally, Mesiras HaPetek of the Din, the giving over of the final judgment of these days of the Yamim Nairoim. But the Emes is, on some level, continues till Shmini Atzeres, as we explained before. I want to discuss, in synthesis, both Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres together, because Emes is their one unit, as we'll see in a moment. The Ramban in Parshas Emor explains that the reason we don't need an Esrog on Shmini Atzeres is because the whole day is Hadar. We don't need a pre-8 Hadar when the whole day is Hadar. Because the whole day represents that Kesher, that relationship with Hashem, which is all that we're striving for, all that we're trying to create through all the mitzvos hayoyim. The Sefer Chinuch says the day is Kulo Hashem, Shmini Atzeres, which is built off of Hoshana Rabbah and the tefillos of Hoshana Rabbah. Let's read a little bit from the Zohar. The Zohar is in Parshas Tzav. Listen to the Zohar. To understand today and tomorrow, and especially the Yontav Shmini Atzeres. Tachazi, Tinsav, Lam Beis, and Aleph. You know, sometimes when we learn Zohar, I ask if the Chevra's been to the mikveh today yet. But we don't have to ask that question now. I wasn't Chayish Shpensi, and I know. I don't know if that works for everybody, just you. But today we don't have to ask such a kasha. You know why? Because we're all in the sukkah, b'teilu demenusa. There are very few mitzvahs. The Gra talks about how the mitzvah of sukkah is a mitzvah you could do with your entire body. There are very few mitzvahs you could do with your entire body. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and sukkah. You could do with your entire body. What is chus? I don't know if you're mitzvah, you're mitzvah, but it's beyond me how people don't sleep in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah, teshvu kein taduru, to live in the sukkah. It's not a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, it's a mitzvah to live in the sukkah. To eat, to sleep, to hang out, to spend time whenever you could in the sukkah for this last day, pretty much. And part of that is sleeping. The Gemara says sleeping in sukkah is more machmir than eating in sukkah. Why? Shina sarai, you have to sleep in the sukkah. Achila sarai, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. And forget about halacha for a moment. Not forget chas v'shalom. I didn't mean it like that. I don't. I mean, you understand where I'm coming from, but I'm saying from that. Forget about that halacha, that gemara for a moment. You have the opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah with your entire body, the entire night, every moment that you're sleeping. When do you have such a mitzvah? When do you have such an opportunity? Every second when you're sleeping, you're mekayim a mitzvah. If your mom is mitzvah, it's been very, very hot. It's been very hot, but you could bring a fan in. And try at least. So the emes is, we're in the sukkah. We're in the sukkah. So this is another, this is a mitzvah you do with your entire body. Just like when you go into a mikvah, you're going into the mikvah with your entire body. And to be mekadesh, to be mitar yourself. So even if those who didn't go to the mikvah today, I'm not going to ask for your hands, but if you didn't go to the mikvah today, you're in the sukkah. The sukkah is like a mikvah. The sukkah is like a mikvah. So we all can learn a little Zohar together. Emes is also, maybe it adds, you know, that it's been so hot and it's still so hot. So most of us are not just in a sukkah. We're in a sukkah and we're sweating. So we're surrounded by mayim also, our entire body, you know. So we're mamish in a mikveh in the sukkah, so it's all good. So let's learn a little Zohar. So he says as follows. Tachazi b'yayimah d'shalman amasayimah amin bercha andalo. Come and see on this day, whatever bracha is going to the other nations, whatever brachas that the Umas Oilam deserve, it's finished today. Vishroram Bedina. And now it's only din for them. Getting only negativity. Vishroel, but for us, for Bnei Yisrael. Vishroel, but for us, for Bnei Yisrael. Today on Hashanah Rabbah, any din, any negative din is finishing up today. Vishroram Bibirchasam. From here on in, it's only bracha. The Liyoma Achra, because tomorrow, meaning Shmini Atzeres, Zminin Lishtasha B'malka. It's a time to what? Lishtasha, Lishashua, to play with the king. To spend Simchadik playing with the king. We're going to be dancing Akofus. Really, Simchas Torah is supposed to be Shmini Atzeres, as it is in Eretz Yisrael, right? We're going to be Lishtashteya B'malka. This is the Lashon of the Zohar. I could never say such a thing if I'm not reading it from the Zohar. To be makabel from Hashem, bracha for the entire year. And that simcha is only by Bnei Yisrael. That simcha. And he says as follows: anyone who's sitting with the king alone, as we are on Shmini Atzeres after the day of Tefillah Hashanah Rabbah. Kol mad boy shol v'yovle. Anything you ask of Hashem, you could ask and He'll give it to you. You're with the king b'yechidus on Shmini Atzeres. V'aldo Yisrael shorun. And that happens in Yisrael. But the amim is saime. But the amim is all finished. You hear what the Zohar Rav Shimon teaches each and every one of us. That we're davening today and we're davening tomorrow to enter into a zman only of bracha. L'shtasheya b'malka b'yechidus with the melech malchei hamlochim. What a schus. Look at the day we're preparing for. You know, Bnei Yisachar explains all the Yom Tovim in the following way. This Bnei Yisachar is found in his Torahs on Tishrei in Yud Gimel. Bnei Yisachar says as follows. Bnei Yisachar says, he goes to the Yom Tovim and he explains how the Yom Tovim of the year is like the timeline of a person's life. How so? Listen to what he says. Mamish Moridik. He says, comes Pesach, and Pesach is birth. Pesach was the beginning of Bnei Yisrael. It's our birth. Shavuos is Kabbalah's old Torah, old mitzvahs, which is what? It's like the bar mitzvah. And then we go Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is a man of kapara of Taras, lich mechila, because even though we're makabel all mitzvahs, we all mess up once in a while, and we all don't live up to who we should be, so we have to go through Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Now once we're Kaddish and we're Tor, what are we ready for? What are we ready when we're Yom HaKippurim, we're ready for? Our Chasana with Eibishter. Now we're ready to marry the Rabbeinu Shalom. So we come in the Sukkah, which is our Chuppah. And we're mamish marrying the Rabbeinu Shalom. But straight from your Chuppah, where do you go? Where does every Chasana Kal go immediately after the Chuppah, before anything else? They go straight to the Yichud room. To spend some time, some quality time together, das ist Shmini Atzeres, B'nai Saskar says. And then maybe we're going to tan takofos, which is the dancing of the chasana. You hear what days we're coming to? Rav Isser Zalman explains, that's why there's no tachlin for the remainder of Tishrei, up until Cheshvan, until after Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. He says, because the remainder, the last 7 days of Tishrei, is Sheva Brachos. No tachlin during Sheva Brachos. We're mamish marrying the Eibishter. We're mamish marrying the Rabbeinu Shalom. Do we understand the godless of these days of Hashanah Rabbah, of Shmini Atzeres, of building the Kesher Shel Kayama with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, the Gemara in Tainus talks about this day, right? Shmini Atzeres is going to be Yoyim HaGeshem. Shmini Atzeres, we have Tfilas Geshem, right? So what's the Gemara in Tainus of Zion? We've all learned Tainus at some point. It's one of the smaller Mesechim, right? We need to make a Siyum. We take Tainus. Shana Aleph, you know, our yeshiva is learning Baba Mitzia, our yeshiva is learning Ksuvus, Ichvesnish, whatever it is. And, you know, that I'm not finishing. I want to finish something because it feels good to finish something and to make a Siyum. So we've learned Tainus. Bistama and Nativ did it some Kayetzman, right? No? Who did it in Tiv Kayetzman? You did it? Yeah, Emma?
Yeah.
See? Okay, Nativ Kayetzman, right? It's a good project. It's a beautiful thing Nativ does that. I mean, it's a nice idea. So you feel a chashivas and you can finish something, accomplish something. It's also very important. So what does the Gemara in Tainus of Zion says? Amar of all, Godol Yoyim HaGeshomim. What's Yoyim HaGeshomim? Yoyim HaGeshem. Shmini Atzeres. Godol Yoyim HaGeshomim in Tchiyat HaMesim. It's greater than Tchiyat HaMesim. Rav Yehuda, Gadol Yom HaGeshomim, Kiyom Shininna B'Torah. It's like the day that we got the Torah. Rav Amar Yoshim Yom Shininna B'Torah. That's Raya's and Sukkim, not going through the whole Gemara right now. We hear the greatness of Shmini Atzeres, of Hashanah Rabbah, of these days. The godless of these days, why? Because they're the days that we're mamish and yechidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're building this Kesher Shel Kayama with the Eibishter. Gemara in Sukkah of Mamches says, Shmini Atzeres, Regil B'fnei Atma. It's a regal of Nats, it's a regal by itself. What it's trying to say is it's not connected to Sukkot. We don't have a little less. If it wasn't for Sveik Diyoyim Avadu, we wouldn't sit in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres and Artsrol. You're not sitting in a Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. It's a regal of Nats. I was thinking about it. Maybe you could say, Dustin's Peshad in the Gemara, where the Goy comes and says, what? He wants to teach me Kol HaTorah al Regal Achas. He wants to know Kol HaTorah Regal Achas. Maybe B'derech Drush, what he really wants to know is, understand, I know I can understand Kol HaTorah through Shmini Atzeres, which is Regel Ba'atmo, that one Regel by itself, Regel Achas. Teach it to all of me through there. Because that's the day, that's the culmination of the Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, I understand, it's all about this, tell me how I can have that Kesher. Tell me I can have that relationship with Hashem, that deep Kesher Shel Kayama with Hashem, where I'm one with Hashem, which is what we're all striving for. That's what we're getting to, the Yichud Room with the Rabbi Nishalom. The Yichud Room. A Chasin Kali, go to the Chasana. See, you're going to get ready for your chasana. You're going to see the beginning of your chasana. You're not going to see your wife. You're not going to, at the beginning, she's going to be your kalav. She's going to be by herself. You're going to be like chasin's tish. Aaron David. You're going to see. And then it's all beautiful. It's all amazing. And the chasin's tish is lay bedek. And finally, you get a minute with her. You get to see her at the bedekin. And then you're under the chuppah, but which is so special. And mamish, you feel the Eibishter's presence under the chuppah. But then how special that finally you get into the yichud room, and it's nobody else but the two of you, and you finally could look into your wife's eyes for the first time in your life, your wife, and just with nobody else there, it's just the two of you. It's real. It's sincere. Nobody else looking. It's no show. It's emes. And that's what we're striving for with the Eibishter. It's not through a Lulav and Esrog, and not through a chuppah, not through a shofar, and not in shul with everybody else. I just want that kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's so deep and so real. It's what each and every one of us is really striving for. And to have it always. You know, it's like I told of the story already, but I'm still shaking from the story. I'm still like living this story. How not last week when I was there in Israel, but this month before that, when we were in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Chodesh Elul time. This was Lel Shabbos, and I was leaving the Kaisel. And of course, Lel Shabbos, I was diving by the Kaisel, Kabbal Shabbos with Rav Nachum in the corner. It's the most special tefillah, mamish. It's worth going all the way to Eretz Yisrael just for that minyan. Mamish, main olam haba. And I'm leaving the Kaisel, and those who've davened with Rav Nachum in the corner, so you know Rav Nachum always starts a few minutes later than everybody else, so you can have a little bit of our own minyan, and like the whole world comes to join it. So we're leaving, there's not so many people at the Kaisel anymore at that point. And I'm leaving the Kaisel, and together with Shmuel Yaakov, with my son, we're leaving the Kaisel. And you know, you get to the back of the Kaisel, we're going to go from the Kaisel Plaza into the bigger area, so you turn your back to look straight at the Kaisel, to walk, take a few steps backwards to show kavod to the Makom HaKadosh that you were just in. You take those few steps back, and as I'm doing that, there was a Yid. I recognize him. I don't even know his name, but I've davened with him many times by this minion. He's always by this minion. And he turns around. He's right next to me. We weren't talking. We were just happened to be walking next to each other. He turns around right next to me. And he turns his back, and he looks at the Kaisel Maravi. And he looks beyond the Kaisel Maravi. He looks beyond the Kaisel Maravi. And he says, "Good Shabbos, Hashem. Good Shabbos, Hashem." You know the way Rav Shlomo used to. "Hey, good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos, Hashem." And I heard him do this. And he didn't know anyone else was listening. It was just him and the Rabbeinu Shalom. And I was mama shaking. I realized until that point in my life, I never in my life ever heard someone say good Shabbos to Hashem. I've never in my life heard someone say good Shabbos to Hashem. And you know, you could laugh and think it's silly and it's funny and it's Karabachi or whatever you want to... Neo, I don't know what you want to call it. Whatever you want to call it, it is what it is. But I'll tell you, to me, he was so... That Yid, he was so sincere and so real. And what hit me so strongly is that he has such a kesher, such a relationship with Hashem that was so real that he feels he wants to take a Shabbos to Hashem. We see someone, we say good Shabbos to each other, because it's real, our relationship is real. To him, his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so real that he says good Shabbos Hashem. Do we say good Shabbos Hashem? Yes, we make Kiddush. Yes, we say Kabbal Shabbos. Do we say good Shabbos Hashem? Meaning, is our lev there? Is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Shmini Atzeres-tik relationship, a Shana Rabbit-tik relationship, a Yichud Rum relationship, where it's so real and so sincere and so deep? We're trying to get there. That's what all these days are about. And maybe we felt it for moments, Rosh Hashanah, maybe during the Sana Tokef, or for anyone who's probably davening, you're in the middle of your Sahal Shemana Esrei during the Sana Tokef, but you heard it, and it gave you chizik in your Shmona Esrei, and maybe in Yavin. And maybe it was during the Ila, or Kol Nidre, you were there, you had the Yichud. How can we have that always? How can we have it on a Stam Lel Shabbos and say good Shabbos Hashem? So I think that's what Shmini Atzeres is all about. It's not just having the Yichud, but it's keeping that Yichud, it's keeping that Kesher. How? So always felt, and something we've spoken about before, but I've always felt, that's why we link Simchas Torah to Shmini Atzeres. There's nowhere in the Torah you're going to find any discussion of Simchas Torah. There's nowhere you're going to find Simchas Torah in the Gemara. You're not going to find Simchas Torah. You find, I mean, that Zohar basically tells it to you. You know, that's the Lishnashteya B'malka. It's later Minhagim. Why is it? Why are we linking Simchas Torah to Shmini Atzeres, a Yontif Deraisa, Regel B'fnei Atzmo, and Regel B'fnei Atzmo is by itself, and we all know the famous Kashal Lefri Daschem, and not to have special mitzvahs, and what do? Adding special mitzvahs, special anhogos, to what? To rejoice with Torah, Sisu V'simcha V'simcha Zatorah. Maybe it's wrong what we're doing. Maybe it's not even what the day is supposed to be. It's mamish what the day is supposed to be. because the day is supposed to be about that kesher shel kayama, that yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's going to last. How could it last? It can't last through a lulav and esrog. I don't care how much time you spent picking out your lulav and esrog, and you spent hours finding mahudu lulav and esrog, and you had kavanas and you knew him, and you sat in a sukkah. Maybe a yid didn't leave his sukkah for 7 days straight. Daven in the sukkah, slept in the sukkah, ate in the slippah, made one leishay basukkah. It could be. You could make one leishay basukkah. You make one leishay basukkah at the beginning, and you leave at the end. And a yid who had shofar, and a yid who had all those mitzvos are mitzvos asay shazman grama. They're for that particular time. I can't carry that yichud with me. But the yichud of Shemini Atzeres, the lasting taste of these days, of all these days, is Simchas Torah. Why? Because the Torah we could take with us always. If we're deeply connected and rooted in Torah, if we're deeply connected and rooted in Limud HaTorah, and Amelus B'Torah, then my kesher shel kayama, the yichud with Hashem, is always there. Always there. Shkoyach, sometimes we need spark plugs, such as a Rosh Hashanah and a Yom Kippurim and a Sukkot. Spark plugs. And a couple need sparks also. You have to go out on dates, and you have to spend time with each other, and celebrate a chvesnish, an anniversary, and a birthday. And you have to buy, you go away on a business trip in 3 days. God forbid you don't come back with a little present to show your wife, thank you, whatever it might be. And every single hour of Shabbos, you're going to bring home flowers for your wife. And you need these sparks. But is that what, is the relationship about the sparks? Is the relationship about the diamond ring that you got your wife when you got engaged? Is the relationship about the flowers on Friday? I hope it's much deeper, much more than that. And it's constant and it's consistent. It's the yichud that's always there. So with the Eibishter, that's built in one way and one way only, a kesher with Torah, with limud Torah, with amelus Torah, with simchas Torah, a Torah that I love, I enjoy. And that's, my father before spoke about Kabbalah, so if we want to leave these days and keep it, it has to be in some area to enhance our amelus Torah. And amelus Torah of simcha, maybe it's a new limud to take upon myself for a few minutes a day of something that I know I'm going to, a tanik shel Torah, a simcha shel Torah, that I feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that Torah. I want to share a Torah, a tremendous Torah from the Elgin at Tziv. You know, the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, very famous Gemara, you all know it. But listen to the pasuk that it's with. Menayin Shafila, it's Gemara in Brachos, Avava Ben Aleph. Brachos also, most of us have learned, I assume and hope. Not Daf Beis. Rav Shor said we've learned Daf Beis over and over and over. So if you're only up to Daf Beis, you have Rav Shor by your side, you're good. But those of us that have gotten a little further at some point, so Daf Vav. So the Gemara says, "Minayin shafil echad sheyoshev ve'osek b'Torah." Even one person sitting and learning Torah, sheshchina imo, the Shechina is with him, the Eibishter is with him. Shenemer b'chol hamakom asher azkir eshemi avo elechu berchaticha. In any place that I mention my name, I will bring upon you and bless you. What's the kasha? No?
You're Hashem's not mentioning his name, you are.
Nathan, love you. The obvious question is, right? It's a pasuk. What do you mean? We're trying to say anytime a person learns Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with you. So the pasuk should have said, Bechol hamakom asher yazkir es shmi. Any place that a person mentions my name, I'm going to be there, I will come, and I will bless you. It says, the Rabboni Shem is speaking, it says, any place I mention my name. Shkayach, what's that have to do with the person learning Torah? Now, by the way, we all know that Kol HaTorah Kula is the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just to understand, as far as why it's Azkir Shema, right? We all know that. If you don't know that, then you need to know that, because that's the source of Birchas HaTorah, right? What's the Gemara say? Birchas Torah min HaTorah min Olam. Where? How do we know Birchas Torah? Kishem Hashem Ekra Hava Godel Elokeinu. Kishem Hashem Ekra Hava Godel Elokeinu. Now, Hashkoyach, what does that pasuk have anything to do with Birchas Torah? Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name Hashem, Hava Godel Elokeinu, bring greatness to our God. So the Mashah there explains that Kol HaTorah Kula is the shame of Hashem. The entire, so Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out Shem Hashem, when I learn Torah, first Havu Godel Elokeinu, bring greatness to our God by saying a bracha. That's what the Gemara means. What does it mean the whole Torah is the shame of Hashem? What's that mean? What does that mean that the whole Torah is the Shem of Hashem? The name of an individual represents their essence. The name of the individual sums up and encompasses all that that individual is. That's why it is that when we were younger, hopefully only when we're younger, we cared so much, and it was important if we met an athlete or somebody, we get their autograph. Shkoyach, their autograph. Why? Because that's their name, that's their essence, that's who they are. So the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu is his essence, meaning Kol HaTorah Kula is the essence of Hashem. That's why every time we sit and we learn Torah, I'm connecting to Hashem, I'm connecting to his essence. As the Tanya says in Dalet, I'm mamish giving Hashem a hug. So here, what's pshat over here? B'chol makom asher azker shmi avo elecha berchaticha. What's pshat? Hashem says every time I mention my name, I'll come by you and I'll bless you. And that's a proof that every time we learn Torah, the Shekhinah is with us. Why azker shmi? Why is it Hashem? So comes the Nativ, and the Nativ says, we learn from here that every time we learn Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and he's our chavrusa. Every time I'm learning Torah alone, I'm never learning Torah alone. Kadosh Baruch Hu is our chavrusa. Therefore, when we learn Torah, it's b'chol makom sher azker. Because if you're sitting and learning Torah, Hashem's learning the same Torah, and he's saying his name, meaning he's learning that Torah with you, and the Shekhinah is with you. The Nativ says on this pasuk, "B'chol makom she'asker shmi avolech b'chatich." You can look it up in the Emek Davar. See, hear what it is. Every time I learn Torah, Hashem is my chavrusa. I'm with Hashem. I'm in the yichud with Hashem again. The yichud that Bnei Yisrael says the Shmini Atzeres represents. I'm one with Hashem. I'm feeling the relationship with Hashem. Every time I learn Torah, so therefore, what am I going to link to Shmini Atzeres? What am I going to link to Shmini Atzeres? Of course, I'm going to link. What am I going to link to Shmini Atzeres? Of course, I'm going to link Simchas HaTorah. And I'm going to live Torah. And when we live Torah, Mamish, it's a different life. When I'm living Limud HaTorah and I'm Melus B'Torah, it's a different life. Because I'm not because of Vadam, Mekayim Mitzvah, Talmud Torah. But you really learn Torah and you understand this Yisod. Not learn Torah just because it's rote and mechanical and I'm supposed to and Lamaisa, but learn Torah and understand there's a nice in a Torah. There's a giver Torah. And I learn Torah and understand every time I learn Torah, Hashem is by my side, learning with me. And I'm building a kesher with Hashem. I'm in yichud with Hashem. You learn Torah in that way, my whole day is a different day. I'm living with Hashem every moment. Then I'll start to say good Shabbos Hashem. And whether you actually say it or you don't, you're going to feel it. Because of the Torah that I learn, I have that kesher with Hashem. There's a story of the Chazon Ish. There was a Yid who came to the Chazon Ish. There's a Yid who came to the Chazon Ish, and he needed to have a surgery done. And he came for a bracha, and they told him about the doctor, whatever it was. And the Chazon Ish gave him a whole bracha and told him she be atzlacha and you have refuos and yeshuos and go through with the surgery. And then after the bracha, they started learning together. He had some kasha and a gemara, whatever it was. They started learning together. They got into a whole lima. They were learning together b'chavrusa mamish for a long time. After they finished learning, the Chazon Ish says to the Yid, he says, by the way, you know that surgery we spoke about? You don't have to have the surgery. You look, what do you mean? You gave me a whole bracha to have the surgery. When you came originally, I didn't realize you're such a Talmud Chacham. I didn't realize you're so one with Torah and you're such an Amal B'Torah. Somebody who's so one with Torah is on a level with the Eibishter and a Kesher with the Rebbeinu Shem Lamalam and Ateva. You're not going to need the surgery. Everything will be good. Now, I'm not one. I would never tell someone that. I'm not saying. And Lamais is a Chazon Ish. But you hear the side of the story that if you're one with Torah, you're one with Hashem, and you have a different life, you have a different hanhoga, you have a different way where you, it doesn't even, not just the Abish just taking care of you in a different way, but you'll feel the whole world in a different way. You know that whole principle we try Kol Ma'adav Rachman Al Tav of it, Gamzul HaTayav, that way of life that some live full of Simcha, it comes through Limud HaTorah, through being one with Torah, and you're always B'Simcha. It's all good, because whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over me, it's all good. So the Mikvah doesn't fill up with rain, it's okay, because Rabbeinu Shem was watching, because otherwise it would have been possible Mikvah, as we said before. And each and every one of us need to understand the godless of Limud HaTorah, the godless of Amelus B'Torah. And now we understand the kesher of Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres. Those that heard the first Torah, we spoke about the koich of tefillah of Hashanah Rabbah. And now the koich of Torah of Shmini Atzeres. Torah and tefillah are the yesoidus of our life. And when you have Torah and you have Tefillah, you have everything. You have the Eibishter in your back pocket. You have him not just in your back pocket, as a thing. You have him right in front of you 24/7, hugging him, as the Baal Tanya says. You're living with the Eibishter every moment. You're in a real Kesher, the Rebbeinu Shalom, always. And then all is good, because I'm one with Hashem. I was earlier today preparing this Torah and thinking through this Torah. Sorry that I prepared the Torah. Not there yet. Sometimes in there. Not now. The Rebbeinu Shalom sent me a matana. If you take the gematria of Hashanah Rabbah Ushmini Atzeres, the gematria of Hashanah Rabbah Ushmini Atzeres, so you're putting them together with the Vav Achibor, Hashanah Rabbah Ushmini Atzeres, which we're saying are two very interconnected days based on everything we explained tonight, and the godless of these days, Hashanah Rabbah Ushmini Atzeres, is gematria 1815. So if we live these days properly, the way we started tonight, then we're going to continue. So it's exactly Zoyche to exactly Gematria, Shana, Shel, Shefa, Simcha, Bracha. Will be exact, 1815. If we're Zoyche to live these days properly, these last final days of Din, and have the proper tefillahs tonight, and the proper Limud HaTorah, and take the Simcha of Torah, then we'll be zoyich exactly gematria shana shel shefa simcha bracha. Bez Hashem is barach, each and every one of us. Each and every one of us should be zoyich. Each and every one should be zoyich to mesiras hapetak, full of simcha bracha and shefa. Each and every one of us should be zoyich to menuchas hanefesh. I was by Rav Shlomo Amar on erev Yom Kippur. Spent a half hour with Shlomo Amar of Yom Kippur. You see, Orel, the Sfarad, I'm going crazy. I told him about Baruch Chaim Kinev, yeah, right, Shlomo Amar. So, I was mamish for a half hour. Okay, everybody's in here, Sfarad. I was by Shlomo Amar about a half hour in Erev Yom Kippur. He said over, it's very posh, he said over, he gave a bracha, the Shev Menuch HaSanefesh. He said, Rav Yashiv, towards the end of his life, was giving everyone a bracha, Menuch HaSanefesh. Someone asked, why only this bracha? Everyone, you give the same bracha, Menuch HaSanefesh. And Rav Yashiv said, because if you have Menuchas Nefesh, you have everything. But how do we have Menuchas Nefesh if you're living with Hashem? In the way that we described, and you have Yichud with Hashem in the way that we described tonight. So, Mir Hashem, we should all have Simcha, Bracha, Shefa, but the ultimate Menuchas Nefesh of that Kesha Shel Kayama with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Hashanah Rabbah and Shmini Atzeres should only be the beginning of a year of Geula, of Refuah, of Yeshua, each and every one of us, and Gant Klal Yisrael, Bez Hashem Yisbarach.